Pam Giles is with us. Hello, Pam.
Hey, hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. Fire away.
Thank you so much. My students and I did an experiment where we had water that was 117 degrees. We placed two containers inside in the air conditioning at 78 degrees and two containers of the same temperature, same quantity of water, two outside in the sun, two outside in the shade. We were expecting the water in the classroom to cool a lot quicker than the water outside. However, we were shocked to find that the water outside in 90-degree weather in the shade cooled about 4 degrees for 5 minutes, and it cooled a lot quicker than the water in the classroom that was only cooling off about 2 degrees for 5 minutes. And that continued for about an hour and a half. Then finally, the water outside and inside was at the room temperature inside and at the air temperature outside. Someone suggested it was evaporation, so we covered the tops the next day and redid the experiment and still got the same results. We're wondering, why is the water in the hotter air cooling quicker than the water in the cool air-conditioned classroom?
That's very interesting. The answer I was going to give immediately was evaporation, because the like the maximum amount of heat which some water loses is generally due to evaporation. And therefore, if you've got wind blowing across the top, all those hot molecules evaporating off the top will get blown away quicker. You can get more evaporation. It's going to lose heat quicker. I would have thought the only big effect is going to be the wind, and it could just be that even just losing heat to the air around it is a lot faster if wind is blowing past something, because otherwise, if the air is stationary, the hot object just heats up the air around it, and then that insulates it from the rest of the air. If there's a wind blowing past, it will keep moving that hot air away, and so you can keep losing heat much more quickly. Certainly the only thing I can think of is that it's to do with the wind, but possibly due to conduction as well as evaporation.
Pam, well done. You've managed to rewrite the rules of physics in your part of the world. Thanks for calling. If you want to get in touch with us here at The Naked Scientist, Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford, we're answering your science questions on The Naked Scientist. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can scribble on our Facebook page or @nakedscientist. You can tweet us.